down?
Yeah.
Oh, they pulled them down or something.
No, I was wondering if you ever used that cut with a spider web as an old remedy when you had a cut or something.
Yeah.
And stuff the cut with that, it's supposed to stop the bleeding? We didn't do that here, huh? What did you start your fire with if it went out?
Fire?
Yeah, in your fireplace. If the fire went out, how did you start it?
Well, we'd take some corn cobs or kindling or something.
Uh-huh.
Whittle those kindling up right fine and start it.
Mm-hmm. Did people who burn coal around here have a special thing to carry their coal in to put it in the stove, or did they burn coal here at all?
Well, you didn't see much coal out in the country at all.
Uh-huh.
All wood.
Grow your own, huh?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to do it. Did your mother, well, when your fireplace got full, all those, all that white stuff down in the bottom, what did you do with those?
Those ashes.
Uh-huh.
We'd take them up in the tub and take them out and pour them out somewhere close around.
Uh-huh. Did you use them for anything?
Oh, my mother used to make a lot of hominy with them, all, you know, uh-huh. Run through that ashes.
What does that do when you make hominy? What do you do?
Well, they use those ashes to boil them in the... get those, that lime stuff out of those ashes, you see, and uh-huh. Make that hominy. The eyes would shed out of that husk come off the corn. And it'd be good, too.
That's what I've
heard. That homemade hominy, I could eat a bucket full of.
I've heard people tell me this, and say that they get the lye on the corn there, and then once it's turned into hominy, they wash it.
Run it through several waters.
Uh-huh. What rooms did you have in your house when you were a boy?
Oh, I think it was around 4 or 5 by 5.
What were they?
Rooms, did you say?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's dining room, kitchen, bedroom, front room.
Uh-huh. Now your front room, that's where you entertain guests?
Funny.
This is where you'd entertain your guests? Uh-huh. Was that ever called a parlor?
What?
Was that ever called a parlor, or was a parlor something else?
I don't know.
I talked to people and they said the parlor was a special room. You know, a parlor, you just open it up on Sunday.
Oh, we didn't have no parlor. We just used the whole house and that was...
Just your friendly way, huh?
Yeah.
What did you call that part of your house up between the ceiling and the top?
Well, nothing, I don't get.
I was wondering if that was an attic or a garret or...
Well, some people have attics then, but of course they don't have a house then like they do now, you know. So,
and it's also the other way around. what furniture did you have?
My little bed, had plenty of bed and a dresser and stuff like that. No fine furniture at all.
Now your dresser, what did that look like?
Oh, just... Some of them would be wood bed and some iron bed.
Uh-huh.